Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Here again, medical card problems, people having difficulty getting them for people who are entitled. And what's your situation, Karen, and what's the problem?
Good afternoon, Joe. Yeah. My daughter's medical card, we applied online, as they get you to do, back the end of October. Uh-huh. And they sent us an email then the beginning of November asking for additional information. We sent that in. We heard nothing from them then, and we kind of thought, okay, it could be in the post, maybe backlog. And then the GP informed us first week in February that on the 1st of February, I should say, that we'd no medical card anymore.
Gone.
Nothing had come through on the new list that she had been cancelled. So I got onto the medical card section and they said, oh, but you didn't send in the information. And I said, what information? You haven't asked me for anything. Because what you asked me for, I sent you. Oh, no, we need this to do with income. I said, that's fine. She has an income. So we sent all those details in, heard no more. I rang back a week later because nothing, I'd heard nothing. And I've been the same thing. Every time I ring, it's something else and something else. And I said, well, I thought you were supposed to inform us if there was, as I expected, that you get a letter out saying, well, look, at your card's going to be cancelled in 21 days or 12 days, 10 days or whatever, because you haven't sent in the information. I said, we never got a letter from you. Okay. I've nothing. And they just, every time I ring, or we'll ring you back. And I said, that's fine. And 3 days or 5 days will pass and you hear nothing. And you you've got in just before us. Now, the staff are lovely that you get on to, but there's nothing they can do. And now it's a case of, when I spoke to them this morning, well, you know, you can always get another application and reapply. But
in the meantime, what happens when you go to get your medication?
Well, I've been very lucky. The GP has actually said, look, get it sorted out, because he phoned and under GDPR, they can't tell him anything. So he said, look, this is not going to take so long. You're on the case and look, we look after her. And the pharmacist has been amazing. We explained the situation and they've said, we'll issue her medication this month,
which they've done. Well done.
But one of her medications costs €184. So I'd be paying out nearly €300. Because I'm not on a drugs payment scheme or anything. So I'd have to pay that. And they're covering that. But it's coming to the end of the month now for them. And they have to pay this. So it's either me find the money and I pay it, or we get our medical card sorted out. And I've explained this to the medical card section, to the people when you ring. Yes, we'll get somebody to phone you. And nothing happens. And now I'm kind of getting desperate because... I don't want the pharmacist to be out of pocket because they're part of a large chain and they'll end up in trouble possibly.
Okay, stay with us just in terms of the difficulty you're in. John Wald in Ennis. John, contact us as well. What's your situation, John, on the medical card?
Good afternoon, Joe. Yeah, I was diagnosed with a terminal illness in July 2017. And a medical card was applied for on my behalf, unbeknownst practically to me at the time. I had other things going on, obviously. And it was cancelled after 6 months and subsequently reinstated on appeal. But I lost that appeal. And I didn't think anything about it at the time. But last summer, when I was going through my records, I noticed a few discrepancies on the information provided on the Department of Health website in relation to the validity of the card itself. So I questioned that and I challenged it. And my card was reinstated. And since then, I've started a campaign basically to extend eligibility criteria for terminally ill patients in terms of medical illness card provision.
John, where are you now? Like, if you told him you have a terminal illness,
yes.
so you got the medical card, which is the rules.
Well, it's the rule, but
they're now presuming you don't have a terminal illness.
Well, I'm not terminal enough. The current rules are that to receive a terminal illness card, you must have a prognosis of 12 months or less. Now, my prognosis is just outside that window. And basically, as far as I'm concerned, it amounts to I'm not dying quick enough for the state. Now, in fairness to the department and specifically the Minister for Health, Simon Harris, we have been engaging on several occasions over the last several months. And it's There was a clinical advisory group reconvened. We had a chat about it, and the minister is committed to implementing change, but I won't rest until it's done.
But John, what is the change? Your campaign is, if you get a medical card on the base of a terminal illness, you should just hold on to it.
Well, that would be rational people would think, Joe.
But at the minute, it's reviewed regularly.
It's reviewed. It's means tested. But with the terminal illness card, what I'm looking for is a prognosis of 12 months or less.
Yeah, but...
And it's a stepping stone. Listen, Joe, what we all want, and anyone that I've talked to, and I represent quite a few at this stage,
with terminal
illnesses, what we want is a terminal illness card. If we have a terminal illness...
Mm-hmm.
We have a terminal illness.
But ironically enough, the
HSE are now calling it an end-of-life card. There's no such thing as an end-of-life card. It's a terminal illness card. And, you know, for people like myself, if you have a terminal illness, it means you're dying. And I paid my taxes for 30 years. I don't think it's too much to ask for the state. In my last couple of years, just to say, here, you know, it's a terminal illness card, and there you go. It's not a sense of eligibility. It's something that I ever thought it was entitled to. But the more I dig into it, Joe, the more I find that there's so many people, like your previous caller there, that are encountering so many difficulties with the HSE.
Well, John, first of all, I want to insulate my comments by saying, look, I'm very conscious that you're talking about a terminal. You are talking about your own terminal illness.
Correct.
So I'm sorry to hear that for
Don't
a start.
Be sorry.
Okay. Okay. Well,
Don't be sorry.
Well, I just want to acknowledge that. But is the state saying that if one is diagnosed with a terminal illness, that there is the possibility that when you were diagnosed with a terminal illness, the medics have not factored in the prospect of a miraculous recovery? Is it?
It appears so. I mean, even to get to the stage where you need something in writing for the HSE to confirm that you are terminal proved extremely problematic for myself. Because although I've been told from the very, very start that's been terminal, there's been time frames discussed, etc. But to get that in writing is practically impossible, which the HSE require. And they know well this is the case, because if you outlive your diagnosis, which, let's be honest, that's what we all want to do, well, then, you know, they could be open to litigation of sorts, to tell you one thing and something else happens. But that's not the case for ourselves that are living with a terminal disease. We don't look down the line. We hope to survive past our prognosis. But, you know, the medical card, it's a small thing to give someone that's dying. And for the most part, so many people that apply for it are turned down. They're means tested. Mm-hmm. Now, in 2014, the then Minister for Health, Leo Varadkar, he made a commitment that if you had a terminal diagnosis, you would not be subject to a means test, full stop. Now, as part of this launch of care programme, universal healthcare is the buzzword. And, this is part of that. So I'm imploring the new Dáil, the new government, whoever they may be, to follow through on this. Now, Minister Harris is supposed to contact me again tomorrow.
Yeah, well, he still is. Well, I presume they won't elect the Taoiseach today, so he will be caretaker. The Taoiseach goes up to Arsenault Grant, says, I can't. Is there a replacement elected? He says no, and the President says, well, then will you act as caretaker Taoiseach until a replacement is elected, and everyone stays in situ? Well, unless people resign and you appoint someone else, but
Minister Harris is still in situ for health until such time as he's replaced.
Now, the problem is that they're now, didn't Leo Varadkar say, sorry, didn't the Taoiseach, he's still there, Taoiseach, didn't the Taoiseach say the other day that they will not be, in the interim, they will not be making any big financial decisions?
It's
good luck. We might...
Not necessarily, Joe, because the financial commitment that I'm looking for is absolutely negligible. It's tantamount to people that are currently on an emergency or a discretionary medical card that have to go through the review process, they'll have to go through the means test. I believe if you're terminal, you should automatically get your terminal illness card, and those people would then transfer over. So a lot of people already have the card, but it means they would avoid having to be means tested and having to go through the review process, when it itself is very, very cumbersome and an extraordinarily drawn-out process that can be avoided.
And John, again... forgive me. Are we aware of anyone who's been given a written terminal diagnosis. Now, without a time frame,
yeah.
I know they're very reluctant in time frame, rightly so, for distress and family. But are we aware of anyone who's been given a medical terminal diagnosis that has actually recovered?
Not that I'm aware. You hear extraordinary stories from time to time, but personally, I have not met anyone that has a terminal diagnosis that it's been managed, but they have not been cured. And I guess in my own case, I had advanced secondaries when I was diagnosed. So I'm told, you know, there's there's no hope for myself in terms of longevity. And that's fine. That's, you know, we don't look too far down the line. We live our lives every day and we make the most of what we have.
Yeah.
But I don't want it to be in vain. And that's why I want this change. And again, I'm the voice for many. It's not just myself. I'm fortunate to have a good support network and a fantastic employer. So it's not for me, but it's for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of others out there, Joe, that find themselves in a terrible situation. And all they want is a little help. And it goes a long, long way. It really does.
Can I come in there, Joe?
Yes, of course you can, Karen. Yeah. Karen, you can ask more sensitive questions than I can muster at the minute.
Well, at the moment now, I'm coming from a disability background because I have two children with disabilities. Now, they're never going; those disabilities are not going to go away. The mental health issues are not going to go away. Their medical issues are monitored and hopefully, possibly with new drugs, could improve. But we do not know that. So they're... medical card should be granted to them, literally, you know, and I don't mind the review section, but in our case, they're very aware of the needs of my oldest child at the moment, and they don't care. They don't even write to you, and they stopped her medical card, so that means her treatments stop as well, because she can't go to the hospital to get treatments when she needs them. She's no medical card. She'd have to go in as a private patient. So then you have to start all over again, because some of the treatments that she gets is through primary care. So we can't go in privately to that. We'd have to start as a new patient and wait on the list.
There are also issues, actually, if I may, there in terms of the review process. In recent days, I've known it's been happening, but it has come to public attention, I guess, in recent days that as part of the review processes, some medical cards are actually being cancelled without the required time frame in terms of the people being told. They're actually being cancelled prior to the review being completed, which is just, it's shocking. And, you know, you have people with lifelong, not just terminal diagnoses like myself, but lifelong illnesses that, for example, Down syndrome, and they're being reviewed and to confirm.
Yeah, we had that before, as if,
It's shocking. It's absolutely shocking. It's unnecessary, and it simply must change. It has to change.
So simply, how can we help you here, John? It takes a government, a ministerial decision to say that anyone who gets a medical card on the basis of having a terminal illness, will you just leave it with them?
Well, that ultimately will I like, but I have been reasonable in asking for initially a 24-month prognosis because, you know, will be budgetary constraints in the future. So I thought, okay, let's be reasonable here, and we'll go for 24 months. That's what I have sought. Now, I have to say, in fairness to Minister Harris, he has been sincere from day one.
Okay,
he has been engaging and has engaged publicly online with me and in private.
Well, there,
However, it's still going to take an effort to get this over the line.
Okay. Well,
and, you know, publicity like this is what we need.
Okay.
And hopefully, next week. But as soon as it happens, I'll be the first one tweeting about it. And, you know, we need to do this, Joe. We so do.
All the questions that you beg, all the questions that your case begs, in like, how are you? And if I don't ask them, people say, Joe Duffy didn't even ask the poor man who said he had terminal cancer how he was feeling and how he's doing and how are his family. And
yeah, well, listen, Joe, the way I look at life, I have a very simple motto, carpe diem. And I tweet every morning a saying or something that means in terms of how we live, not to look too far down the line. Look, what's right in front of your face is very important. That's what I and my family have learned. If we looked, you know, just around the corner, it's a bleak place, but we don't go there. Life has an awful lot to give each and every day to each one of us, regardless if we have an illness or not. So it's incumbent on each and every one of us just to make the most of what we have whilst we have it. It's as simple as that.
Okay, well said, well said. Okay, we keep each other in touch, John and Karen. Thanks indeed.